We'll do the Shulchan Menachem, and we'll do the final piece in Shin Mem Vav 346. So here we're talking about the Machatzis HaShekel. So of course we have the tradition that on the day that precedes Purim, that we give the Machatzis HaShekel. So that's done on Tainis Esther, which is in most years, Tainis Esther comes the day before actual Purim. And the reason we give the Machatzis HaShekel, it also has to do with the fact that Haman was going to offer the king shekels in order to give him the permission to annihilate the Jews. And God sort of said that the Jewish shekels came before yours, that they're giving the shekels. So we give the shekel. It's also the time of the shekels that they would give during the month of Adar, before the month of Nisan, in which they would purchase the communal sacrifices for the whole year, the time of the temple. So on before that, they would get every family member, would every person from 20 years and up, would give a half a shekel to contribution to that fund so that they can buy the korbanos. So that's where the sources for the Machatzis HaShekel. But the interesting thing is, in the Minhagim of Chabad, it's brought down that even if the fast day shall come out not the day before Purim, say when Purim is on a Sunday, so then we have, like last year for example, then we had the fast day, we had the fast day on Thursday, which is Shabbos was the day before. Of course you can't fast, and not even Friday, we don't fast, so we fast on Thursday. So the Rebbe brings down in the Minhagim that the custom is to give the shekels on Thursday. So somehow it's actually connected to the actual Tainis itself. And the Rebbe explained in another Fabrengen, to bring down the notes over here, that even though the fast of Esther is really not the fast that Esther actually fasted, because as we talked about yesterday, Esther fasted, that was in Nisan, and that was 3 days. We're fasting because before a war, we find that people fasted, like we find in Beshalach with the war Amalek, that they fasted over there just as a way of getting Hashem's help. So even though that's the reason, but the reason we use three, because the tradition is to use three half a shekels, that is to hint for the fast of Esther that she actually fasted, which was 3 days. So why three shekels? Because there is a tradition also to give the money. When a person fasts, inevitably they save the money of the meal. So what happens is, what do? It's called the igra de taniso, the money that you save for fasting. So one should give that to tzedakah. So we don't want you to benefit just personally from the fact that you're fasting. So you take that money that the meal would cost and you give that to tzedakah. The hint for this would be the three shekels, and that's why you'd give it on Tainis Esther specifically, to also, because to commemorate the 3 days that Esther fasted, and sort of each shekel is one meal, even though you're not fasting it, but the number comes out instead of the 3 days. One more piece over here from the Rebbe's, for the Rebbe's Fabreng and Torah Menachem. The Rebbe also advocates over here, the tradition is to give a half of a coin of whatever coin it is. It doesn't have to be the value of a half a shekel, the real value of a shekel. It's just, whether it's in our case, it's a half a dollar, half a euro, whatever, depending where you are, you give a half of the set coin in that place and at that time. And this was the remembrance for the Machatzis HaShekel they gave in the month of Adar, as I said, before Nisan. But not only one Machatzis HaShekel, but the Rebbe says to give three, as we mentioned earlier, brought down from the Ramah. And the Rebbe also brings down that it's also public knowledge that we also give for all the family member, which means for each family member you give three half shekels. In addition, for yourself, you also give it for the family members. Now in the footnote, they bring down from a Sikha that the Rebbe said, even children, it's important to educate them. It would be nice to educate them to give half a shekels, even though children or even under 20 didn't have to give half a shekel then, but it's a nice thing to educate them. And the Rebbe sort of suggests, for very practical things, that the parents should help them give their half a shekel, which means maybe they should give it from their own money, but then make it up for them somehow, so that they shouldn't end up really losing. But as the Rebbe usually does, he wants to make sure that we encompass and we have even children participate, because the only way, really, in addition to its own benefit, but if we want them to continue doing it when they get older, we gotta start them at a young age.